The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a Scamander Story episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah.
And today is our part two of our interpretations of the crimes of Grindelwald. So up today, we have Katie and Sarah with their sections. Last time we covered McG and her role in the movie, which I think all of us were like, question mark, question mark, question mark.
After our discussion, I feel really good about it, though.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm going to say, throw this out. I don't think she was using a time turner.
No.
No.
Correct.
I really hope not.
Agree with that.
People keep talking about it.
Yeah, a lot of people are bringing it up lately.
Yeah,
I would say hard no on that.
Yeah, I would say no.
I'm gonna go hard hopeful though. Hard hopeful, I just don't want it to be.
That's just too used, you know.
Yeah,
too
used. That's what I think.
Okay, and we also covered Queenie double agent theory and a bunch of other stuff.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Okay,
Meg was
double agent is also overdone though. Let's be real.
True, I think she's just bad. Well, I mean, I think she has good intentions right now, but.
I want her to be bad.
I think this just shows you how persuasive he can be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a really good parallel for that, you know?
Yeah. What's really cool with this is, like, we know the end result with everything. And I love that we're getting, like, the little pieces in the middle.
I wouldn't say everything, but we know the main events.
Well, yeah. We know that.
You can't say everything,
We
though.
Know a lot of things that happen.
The cover's everything.
The end result, meaning how? Dumbledore is there, boom, roasted.
How?
That's what we know.
Does James make Lily fall in love with him? We won't find that out now, will we?
I still have no idea.
This is no way to start an episode.
I think that's the exact way to start a theories episode. Let's discuss that.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Love potion.
Number 9.
Overdone.
That was not a good bounce.
I know.
She's throwing shade. All right.
Someone, and I already forgot the name, suggested. They're like, I know you have a tough time with the bell, so I found a bell app for you. Perfect sound every time, so I need to use it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not
authentic.
I'll try it out.
That was nice of them.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, wow, thank you.
It's not that hard.
Ooh.
You know that we, like, live together.
All three of us. So
She had a warm up.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. So today we're going to get into some Credence. I know everybody was really excited and waiting for that, as well as some birds by the name of Fox.
I heard
a blood pack thing.
That the bird is the word.
Oh, what a bird, bird, bird. Bah, 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 bird.
That's not how it goes.
You're all
bird is the word.
It can go any way I want it to go because it's me singing. All right, well, let's start with the yellow.
Credence.
Yellow, hello.
So Credence is that kid who now has a buzz cut.
Done.
He's a little geeky, you know.
Did you guys see that picture of that cat that looked like it had a Credence haircut? And it was like, if Credence was an animagus, this is what it would be.
I did not, but I'm going to need you to go ahead and post that with the episode.
It's so accurate. The cat has a bowl cut.
We were just watching that one movie yesterday. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? And I was like, that looks like Credence. And you're like, yeah, haircut wise.
On Netflix?
No, at my house. Fifth Element or something.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did. He really did look like him.
And isn't it Bilbo Baggins? He's the guy that was in it too.
That guy?
Yeah.
The old man,
not the guy that had the haircut.
Yeah, like the priestish guy.
Yeah, Cornelius was his name.
Sorry to everybody who's like a big fan of that movie. I know they have like a huge following.
Also, that we're not talking about Harry Potter. Go on, Credence.
Yeah.
Who he be?
He's got a better haircut in this movie.
He does, thankfully. It's a little, is it longer?
Shorter. No, it's shorter.
You've only seen it four times, but that's not my business.
I don't know. Whatever.
You just said he has a buzz cut now.
Yeah, I know, but I was thinking of his first haircut and it, I don't know.
Welcome to Friday night.
Yep, it's Friday night.
4 day weekend.
Woo woo. Yeah, for some people.
No, I work tomorrow. I get a 1 day weekend. Yep.
Anyway, so Credence, you know, has this obscurus thing inside of him. Kind of shouldn't have survived, but. Mm. He did way past when anyone else has. So we know he's super powerful. I don't know. So what I did was I went and searched some theories that I just felt would be good to talk about. And the first three that came up right in a row, I liked right away because they're all like very different.
Okay.
So I'm kind of going to go.
Are they like plausible? They're not like totally out there.
I mean, it's Joe's world. So
anything's out there right
really.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I view it.
Yeah, but like the whole like Queenie being Snape's grandmother, I thought that was a little bit out there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But you never know.
Right.
You
watch that
it.
Be it. So I kind of want to do like theory and claim, and then like if there's any issues that I saw with it or any issues you guys saw with it.
I'm cool. Down.
Go that way.
I see all the issues. It's all horrible.
That's why you're here.
All
right,
all
so.
In my tissue.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. So this first one talks about pretty much how we know Dumbledore apparently has a secret brother, but how? So fans are theorizing about this. So this one says, basically it's Albus's parents, Kendra and Percival, either had another son together or one of them had a child with someone else. That's what this article is claiming. It's one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm.
However, that does raise a lot of questions, obviously, because Albus's parents didn't exactly live very long. Kendra died in 1899 and Percival was sent to Azkaban in 1890 and died pretty shortly afterwards.
Do we know that for sure though? I don't think we really know when he died.
We just know he died in Azkaban, I believe.
Yeah.
But I think it's like
people theorize that he died shortly after.
He died, like Kendra died after him. Like because when his mom died, he was like, I'm an orphan now. Like but I guess you could kind of think if your newest dad was in prison, but I would assume that he knew both his parents were dead.
Well, then it's impossible that he's a brother.
Ooh, well, we'll get to that.
I think he's a Dumbledore. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, me too.
I'm on that boat.
I think he's a Dumbledore. I just don't know how.
Mm, you're on the Dumble boat?
From whom?
Yeah. Right.
Actually, I have a theory, but we'll get to that.
So, according to this article, given that Credence or Aurelius, whichever we want to talk to him, I'll probably just be using those interchangeably, was born in 1901 at the earliest, there's no way that he could be a full brother.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, because the baby wasn't like a full year old. Do we know exactly when that boat went down?
Like exactly? I don't know.
Like month-wise. I don't know if that's written in the screenplay, but we know the boat went down in 1901. Theoretically, it could have been early 1901, and he could have been born in 90. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But I still, it's a stretch.
Right.
Yeah.
It did seem cold, though, didn't it? So it was probably winter.
But I think
winter.
Also, like, in the middle of the ocean. You're gonna
it's cold
ocean.
Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been in the middle of the ocean. Also.
Field trip.
She died. Kendra had to have died like right after Albus graduated from, I wanted to call it high school. So like June, like is when she died, probably June, July. Like she was, so it just wouldn't, anyways.
I don't know.
In my mind, I'm thinking like time wise.
Right. I mean, it has to work. Like something's got to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if the only way for him to actually be like a blood relative somehow, whether it's through his mom or through his dad, it would have to be his dad, in my opinion. And we would have to be wrong about when we think he died. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot,
but
of
then he would have had to
somebody take his get place somebody in
Azkaban, pregnant. Ooh. In Azkaban. Or right. Somebody could have taken a spot, I guess.
Isn't
I
mean, it's not like, and worn from a dementor like in a person.
Happened. Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's like unusual because maybe his dad was an animagus and did something similar.
It's not unusual.
Maybe his dad did something like Sirius or did something like
the crouches.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
I don't pretend to know everything.
And again, him saying that he's orphaned at 17 or 18 almost like doesn't mean that his father was dead. It just means that his father wasn't in his life, which he right. wasn't because he was in Azkaban.
What if he good was point. Just like out and about and everybody's like, oh, he did and he not.
But like, I don't know from like what I hear, like mm-hmm. in my mind, because he like did all that stuff to those Muggle boys, which sounds awful.
It does.
But attacked but, them.
Yeah.
But he did. For his daughter. Right. You know what I mean? Correct. So I wonder like if he really like would be the type of, yeah, I feel oh. like he wouldn't be the type of guy that would be like, I'm not going to go around them. But maybe he was like, they're better off without me because I'm supposed to be an Azkaban.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm thinking the latter.
Could be.
So anyway.
Sorry. No, long tangent.
That was awesome. But it's all related.
Exactly.
So this, as are these people.
This particular theory is saying that Aurelius is a half-brother to Albus and Aberforth and the son of Percival and Voldemort's grandmother.
I'm not a fan of that.
Which they're guessing. Someone pulled this.
Wait, the heck did he kill like, her, though?
Merope's,
who would be Voldemort's grandmother? Merope's mother?
Merope's mother.
Oh.
So assuming she was in Azkaban. So there's a lot of assumptions with this one. So
panky in the cells.
Oh. Right. So okay. My questions to this
oh, that's
is basically like, is like, well, can you even be intimate in Azkaban? If you can be, people do weird things. Would a child survive birth there? And would a dementor let a child go? Because that's literally a source of pureness.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Though, like, and this is a little, like, mature, but, like, would he be able to, like... I mean, but seriously, yeah. In all seriousness, if that's, like, if how you...
Causes depression.
People just, yes, yeah. Describe it.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
She must have been persuasive.
I think a lot of this theory also was saying that the person, Credence's aunt, wouldn't be his aunt. But, like, mm-hmm. we know that it is because it's in the screenplay. So, again,
also,
that disproves
we
this.
We do know that he being Dumbledore, has an aunt. On, I think, his mother's side. It's in the books. I think the fifth one. Nope. Deathly Hallows is what I'm trying to say.
I in really the life love and lies. When you yeah, seamlessly correct yourself. Yeah. You're nope. Like, nope.
No, because, like, my brain... Like, my mouth goes faster than my brain does.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
Also, it's unlikely that Merope Gaunt's mother, if in Azkaban, would have stayed sane enough to have a relationship or a one-off or whatever, and two children in 1901 and 1907. So it just, I don't really think it adds up very well.
Yeah.
Then there's another theory in here that says, could Kendra be his mystery mother then? But no, because Kendra was killed in June of 1899, as we already talked about. And we know that Credence was born at least 1901.
Or 1900.
Or 1900, as Sarah pointed out.
I feel like that would have been the earliest. Because the baby, I don't think he looked like he was even a year old. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, no.
Maybe like 6 months tops.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah,
and that's probably pushing it.
Like a little Alana Rose age.
God, she's mm-hmm. so cute.
I know.
So then their big, big, big theory was, yes. is Credence Dumbledore's son?
All right, give
like
me the
Albus
information.
Albus Dumbledore's son.
Mm.
So the claim is Dumbledore was born in 1881, which would make him 19 when Credence was born, around there. So it is possible for mm-hmm. him to have a child at that age. Could he have had a secret love child? The prophecy about Credence does describe him as, quote, a son cruelly banished. It's probable that the affair was going on in 1899 at almost the same time that he was with Grindelwald, or as Grindelwald fled at the end of their summer together after Ariana was killed immediately afterwards. So Rowling confirmed that Dumbledore was in love with Grindelwald, so maybe he was locked in grief over the loss of one, the person he loved, two, his family. So did he turn somewhere for affection and comfort?
Madame Pomfrey.
I know, right? Madame Pomfrey is Curtis's mother.
I swear they had a relationship.
Hysterical.
What if it was? Remember this moment, everyone. Tiffany was right.
So not only, and these are not my words, not only does this theory make the most sense explaining how Credence was born, the age gap, the total lack of previous information on him, and how Grindelwald knew about him in the first place, but it also makes the franchise a whole lot more interesting.
I like this one the best.
I don't
so
hate
far.
It, I guess.
I mean, we've only heard two.
So in this instance, Grindelwald is lying to Dumbledore's son to manipulate him into killing his father. So a son that Dumbledore doesn't even know he has, meaning that Albus may very well attack and kill his own child. So this lets Grindelwald get past the blood pact so he can attack Dumbledore, not just physically, but emotionally. So either Credence succeeds, if this is all true, and Dumbledore is dead, but that's not true, or he fails and Grindelwald can reveal the truth about him, destroying Dumbledore emotionally, which I think he's already put a peg in that one because... Mm-hmm. I think we all sort of agree here that he wasn't ever in love with Dumbledore.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No. We think he was just playing
along.
I think
it was a one-sided thing.
That's what I mm-hmm. think. I mean, I hope that's not the case.
I hope it is. He's like a Voldemort kind of person. Like, where he'll use you in relationships as much as he needs you, and then he gets rid of you. But he's more attentive and affectionate than Voldemort was.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you guys a question? Who do you think was the worst villain, Grindelwald or not Dumbledore?
I think Grindelwald is.
I think Grindelwald. Okay,
he's more dangerous, I think, because he's more manipulative than Voldemort was.
Also with
more
that global. Whole mm-hmm. yeah. baby thing, I know he didn't personally.
I know
that like things yeah. get me, man.
It was
now that I've had her,
hard.
Like I'm a wreck.
I don't even have a kid, and that was horrible to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's horrible.
I'm glad they didn't do like on screen. Really.
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. I don't think they would have gone that far.
Voldy only tried to kill baby Harry. He wasn't going around.
Yeah,
being,
but
like,
he didn't even succeed, so like it was okay.
Was it though?
Oh, I mean, like it wasn't
says
okay.
The Slytherin.
It wasn't okay, but like it didn't
just,
feel
like,
as bad as what
Salazar's just releasing some snake. Like, let's just kill some children. It's fine. He meant well. He didn't know Myrtle was gonna die.
Oh my god.
No, but like it makes it like it makes it feel. It makes it feel not as bad as what Grindelwald did because he didn't succeed, and Grindelwald literally like. Cold-blooded, no thought at all, just
ordered the
dispose.
Lady, yeah, to do it.
Whereas, like, Voldemort, again, is more about, like, making it a show. He wants to be the one that does everything. It's all about mm-hmm. him. He's very...
He's that typical, let me have all these theatrics and give you a speech, and then, oh, somebody saves the day, darn. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Grindelwald's just like, now, do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I think that another difference between the two is, like, you see Voldemort... being like, I want to be the one that kills Harry. I don't mm-hmm. think Grindel will be like, whatever, he's dead. Move on. Like,
yeah,
what
he's dead to him. Yeah.
And that fits with this theory, mm-hmm. too, because he's, like, letting other people do his dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, yeah, like you said, he just doesn't care.
Well, and I think Grindel knows.
He needs to keep himself clean. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because he's appealing to that side of people. Mm-hmm. He's playing on their fears. Mm-hmm. You wait.
And he could be like,
but he's got,
doing.
I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. They did that. Mm-hmm. I haven't killed anybody. They've mm-hmm. killed those people or blah, blah, blah.
But he manipulated them into doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is always two guilty. Steps ahead mm-hmm. in the mind game.
Keep talking. Don't let her go. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
This kind of ties into what Sarah's going to talk about after we talk about Credence, but
you don't know what I'm
this
say.
Makes sense. Well, it's about the blood pact. This makes sense with the blood pact because, again, as we say, like, Grindelwald doesn't care. He does what he has to do. He knew getting the blood pact that Dumbledore probably wouldn't try and act around it because... Dumbledore is going to try to. He's trying to with Newt a little bit, but, like, really, he's not trying to kill Grindelwald at this point. He's just trying to, like, do what with Credence. Save him, kill him. Like, I really don't know Dumbledore's intentions at this point with Credence.
I think he's going to die.
Credence?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, yeah.
But
I'll get to that later.
But, like, I think that Grindelwald is banking on the fact that he will try to go around the Blood Pact, and he thinks he's safe from Dumbledore because he doesn't think Dumbledore will try to go around the Blood Pact. You know what I mean?
Yes, mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm going to get this Blood Pact. I'm safe now. He can't get me. He's my biggest threat. But I don't care about the Blood Pact. I'll do it my own way.
Yeah.
And I'll have it be done, you know, go around it somehow.
Because Albus is much more pure of heart.
Exactly.
Than Grindelwald.
Right.
So.
Well, and he has real feelings.
Yes.
Involved.
Yes.
Grindelwald.
And Grindelwald doesn't.
I don't think does. None of us can really say 100% because we don't know what she's going to come out with, blah, blah, blah.
But at this point, that's what I think, though. He doesn't have any feelings towards Dumbledore except the fact he wants to dispose of him.
Or if he had stayed on his side, use him to
exactly
more benefit himself. So I think that like part of it is he knows how powerful Dumbledore is. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, he's so powerful that not only is Grindelwald afraid to fight him, but so is Voldemort. Like their whole obstacle was like, let's get him out of the way. We need to get him taken care of so we can actually do this. So from jump, he probably saw the potential in him and saw like, wow, this guy is smart. He's talented. He's very like people like him, and he's like the most powerful guy I know. And yeah, Grindelwald obviously is all of those things as well. And he's just not, I wouldn't say he's as powerful as Dumbledore, obviously.
I don't think so either.
So,
sucks to suck.
It's like the Voldemort Dumbledore thing. Like Voldemort will do things that Dumbledore won't, doesn't necessarily make him more powerful.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, I think that if, say in like a whole other alternate universe, like if Dumbledore went bad, like it would be terrible. Yeah. Like
Muggles would be beep,
good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that's one thing, like he realized, I mean, and they only spent 2 months together. He realized from jump, he's like, I need to make sure that like, I always have this guy on my side, no matter what. I'm going to play to these, like he does with all these other people. He's very manipulative. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play to what I know that he likes and do this and do that. And then you see Aberforth is like, I don't like this relationship and you aren't paying enough attention to your sister. And then boom, she's dead. You know what I mean?
Oh, Aberforth.
Break his nose. Pew, pew, pew. That's not how punches sound, but more like
what if they did?
I would love it.
I'd probably punch people more often.
Oh.
Just Sarah. To hear the pew.
Sarah and I. Oh.
So saying this theory is, say it's correct, this is right.
Mm-hmm.
This could be why Dumbledore is so moderate by the Harry Potter years. So why he is adamantly nonviolent. Mm. So killing your own son and dueling your ex-lover would do that to a person. It goes a long way to explaining the intensity of the relationship between Dumbledore and Harry himself. So Dumbledore is still mourning the loss of his own secret son, and Harry mourns his parents and searches for a father figure. Mm. So in Harry, Dumbledore is attempting to right the wrongs he did to Credence.
I don't like that one.
I don't really care for that, but I like the idea of he had fought so much realistically, like that we know of, like that big duel between, I don't know if you'd call it a duel, but like between him, his brother, and Grindelwald, and his sister died.
It's like a fight.
So first of all, fighting in any sense is going to be emotionally and physically draining, and then your sister dying on top of that,
correct.
And then you and your brother no longer speaking, correct. And then this guy that you may or may not have been in love with, all of that's a huge thing. And then he does end up reconciling with his brother, but it's never really the same.
Yeah.
But then years later, he has a massive duel. He's probably like nothing good comes out of fighting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big reason I would think that like he's nah, bro. I'm not going to fight.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro. So like I said, the only issue that this article found with this theory was that they claimed that the woman on the ship could possibly be Credence's mother, but we know that it's not. It's his aunt.
Well, but how do we know like what's even written in the screenplay?
It's true.
True, yeah. Right.
Like, I mean, they might just be saying Credence's aunt. I don't know.
Psych.
I mean, like, things were probably said in a certain way in earlier books, and then, I mean, were they? I'm assuming they probably were. I don't really remember, but do you know
you
what
never
I'm
know
saying?
I mean joke no, I mean joke no. Can do that
like maybe like I can't think of an example, but possibly like in the early Harry Potter books, maybe something was explained a certain way to make you think something, but then like if you think about
and then
Quirrell,
it's like, no,
you know, like how Quirrell was written and the things we knew about him, we believed these certain things about him, however again, something was revealed and we knew him to be a completely different person than how he was perceived to us.
Mm-hmm. Same with Snape.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
I mean, it could be.
Same with Snape. Yeah.
Same with Snape.
I think too, it's for sure. Wording wise, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's all the words.
Yeah.
Which we will get to.
And she's a trickster, that Jo.
Oh, yeah. So, next theory. Credence isn't a Dumbledore.
I hate this.
No.
I agree. But.
But go ahead.
You know, it's probably 50-50 here, so.
A lot of people, even in our group, also think he isn't a Dumbledore. So, and, I mean, it is valid to talk about this theory. Yeah, I mean,
It is valid. Because, you know, Grindelwald can lie.
Anything can,
like, why do we have to fall for what is said? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do we have to believe it? We don't.
No. But my only big hang-up with this theory is Jo, so far, in our, quote, relationship with her via her writing, mm-hmm. has never done a massive reveal like this at the end of a book and it not be true.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be very uncharacteristic of her to do this. But that doesn't mean that she won't. It's just not happened before.
Let me just say.
No.
Cursed Child.
Hey.
Don't sip on
that. She didn't write Cursed Child.
She allowed it to happen. I am excited to see it, though.
But what, but what at the end of Cursed Child is revealed that's not true? Do you mean all of it? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's for a different episode.
All right.
But even Cursed Child, I mean, like, there's some weird stuff that happens.
Mm.
But according to that story, like, nothing in the end is, like, a huge shock, you know?
Yeah, and it's canon.
It is. So, according to Credence isn't Dumbledore, reasoning, lack of evidence, there aren't many ties. Probably the biggest reasoning is saying Grindelwald is lying, because we know he's a master manipulator. He knows Credence is lost. He's searching for meaning. Yes.
Being a manipulator and being a liar are kind of different. I mean, like, they're similar, but they're different. You
as
know what
we
I mean?
Were just talking about, did Jo lie to us about Snape? No. She manipulated us through words to think one thing, and then we think another thing.
Ooh.
Yes, ma'am. I like that sound.
What if we all have joked, and when I say all, I mean almost everybody that has ever talked about Harry Potter, that she's Rita. What if she's really Grindelwald? Manipulating all
I'm
of
down.
Us.
Although I thought you were going to come at me with something else.
What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. Some ingenious good. Theory.
All my theories are genius.
Okay, so because Credence is like looking for meaning in his life, he doesn't know anything about him.
Megan!
Put your hands out and speak it.
He's looking for meaning in his life. Aren't we all, Credence? Aren't we all?
Gosh, no, Credence.
I feel like I didn't finish that statement before. Like, I'm not saying that Grindelwald's not a liar. He is, but I don't think he is a master liar. He's a master manipulator. Do you know
I
what
agree.
I mean?
Do you,
know
Do you think he's a master builder?
Everything is awesome.
Is he Bob the Builder?
I'm actually really excited for that second one. I'm going to take my little sister to it. I'm pretty stoked.
She's never seen the first
Everything
one.
Is awesome.
What? We have to have a movie night.
Oh, it's good.
So, by telling Credence that he's a Dumbledore, it would put his power in context and give him a target. Dumbledore. However, my argument to this is Credence was raised in the Muggle world. He doesn't really know anything about Dumbledore. Mm-hmm, so right. What, telling him, you're Dumbledore.
What does that mean
What does him? That mean to him?
It but gives him a name.
Maybe it'll be like...
I think he's well known anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he knows. He seems like he's a little angry at the end. But I think part of it too is maybe like, why did they give me up? Why did I have to go over there and they got to live? Well, and realistically, he doesn't know like the not so great life that they've led anyways. You know, they're mm-hmm. all dead but two. So he doesn't know all of that. So he's thinking... You got to live in your life in the wizarding world. You got to use magic. You got to go to school. And I had to get beat by some woman that wasn't my real mom.
Yeah. So Grindelwald and Dumbledore can't touch one another because of the blood pact. So Grindelwald needs someone or something to defeat Dumbledore for him so he can move forward with his plan. So this does have some merit because using a young, angry wizard who's learned to control his Obscurus would... To overcome Credence, Dumbledore would have to kill him, but would Dumbledore kill someone who is an Obscurus after Ariana? You know what I mean? Like, there might be, he might have, like, a soft spot for someone who's struggling with that same sort of thing that she was.
Would he kill him?
I don't know. So Credence being a Dumbledore opens up a few possible ideas. Maybe he finds out about Grindelwald's deception if he was lying, loses his confidence in the Dark Wizard, and sets off on his own rage-filled path as an Obscurus if he still is one. So this could be an avenue for Queenie Goldstein to redeem herself. Or Credence may go to Albus for answers and support, switching sides, divulging information he knows from Grindelwald. Or the most likely possibility is that the plot keeps unfolding as Credence remains in the dark, still being lied to, regarding Grindelwald's true motivations behind everything, and the story eventually spirals towards the truth. So it'd certainly bring a darker inflection to Grindelwald, one that perhaps necessary to raise the villain to becoming truly captivating. I don't know. I'm pretty captivated by Grindelwald as it is.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I think he's way worse than Voldemort.
Like, if I didn't know like the outcome or like know both sides of everything that was going down in this movie, like Grindelwald's speech was pretty darn convincing.
Especially being so attached to Queenie.
Yeah.
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 And even we were talking about on our Salem episodes where we're like, oh my gosh, you know, they should have like not be in hiding and blah, blah, blah. And then you see all this and you're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know what the right decision is. And is there one? Probably not.
Well, I mean, what Grindelwald is saying, parts of it sound great, mm-hmm. but it's how he's going to get there that is wrong. It's not necessarily, I mean,
well,
like,
and what, his end result is
right. His end result is not good either. Because he wants more than just, he doesn't want equality mm-hmm. among Muggles. He wants to be above Muggles, superior. Which is a very, you know, Nazi-ish type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, he calls it in the movie Beasts of Burden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need Beasts of Burden.
It's a good song.
Who sings that?
Rolling Stones.
That's what I thought.
So,
50 Shades, that's the only reason you know that.
No. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Actually.
So what I have to say to this, other than he doesn't really know anything about Dumbledore's power, so how does that help him at all? I also said, obviously there's a lack of evidence to Credence being a Dumbledore because we're only on movie two. So relax. What did Joe say? Answers are given.
Yeah. That's the thing. This is movie two. We said we like to, I think I said this last episode. We said we like to do this. We said we like to theorize.
Oh yeah.
So everybody just cool it.
Cool it and go crazy with your theories. That's why we're doing this.
Go like, theory crazy. Throw me the most outlandish things if it can tie even just a smidge. Like,
Credence
I'll listen
to it. Voldemort.
I love it. Tell me more.
My cousin tried telling me that. I'm like, but he's not. He's like, no, but he is. I'm like, he's not. He was born in 1926. Riddle me that.
Oh! That's a sick burn. Who?
Connor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, he comes at me like he knows more about Harry Potter, which is
come at me, bro.
Well, he could, it could be true. I won't lie. We all know that I'm not the most.
Does he listen to this podcast?
No. And then he was talking.
Maybe
about,
he would learn.
We have a bar. We have a really geeky bar near me that like we'll throw. He goes, I tried to go to. They had a party for Draco Malfoy's birthday. Like, who would even know that? And I turned around and I named it. He was like, wow, I'm like, I do have a Harry Potter podcast. Like, yeah. I feel like.
So do I, but I don't know.
This is
that.
My job. I'm a freak. I believe it's June 4th, but I'm like a freak about birthdays.
I know it's in June.
I'm going to fact check
then
this.
Then it is June 4th. Go ahead and fact check
I will.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. I've literally been itching for you to get to this
thing. I thought you were going to say just itching in general.
I've literally been itching all over.
I have a rash.
Do you have dragon pox?
Maybe I do. Guys, I have an allergic reaction on my face to something.
Versus DJ. I am so thrown off by the fact that they put the fact files at the top of the page now.
Whoa, they changed it?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Y'all are wrong. Oh. It's June 5th.
Okay. Off by one day. And what it was the beginning of June.
All I said is I knew it was June.
Okay.
I knew it was the beginning of June because out of like, not that they're like the four, but like it goes Hermione, Ron, Draco, then Neville, and then Harry.
What's his wand?
Harry's the baby.
Something Hawthorne, with a, isn't it?
It's Hawthorne at the unicorn.
How long?
I don't know. 12 inches?
9.
10.
10. Precisely.
And 1/4.
No, it says precisely.
Oh. I thought you were telling me to be more precise.
No. Like,
I don't know Ron's. His is in March. Might be the end of March.
This is related, right? Mm-hmm. It's about Harry Potter.
Hermione's September 19th. He's March.
Guys, what's Harry's? I can't remember.
March 1st.
March 1st. The twins are April 1st, obviously. And then he's the June 5th. Neville is the 30th of July. Harry's the 31st. And then Ginny is August 11th.
Nice. Let's move on because I can't listen to her anymore.
I can tell you that I believe December 31st is Tom Riddle's birthday. It's either the 30th or the 31st.
It says the year dies.
Whoa.
Just like his soul.
It is.
Okay. Crimes of Grindelwald. What? Last theory. This is my
about to die now. Last,
this I is mean, my personal favorite.
All right.
And it was originally shown to us by our very own Meg.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, so
this
I'm just
is
gonna,
also my favorite.
I'm just going to read it.
You didn't come up with this, though?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
I found it and was like, yes, this is it.
All right.
This makes the most sense to me, but I'll get to that after I read it. But I'm read it.
I had to think about this.
Does it match up with mine? Does it match up with my theory about him?
I don't know.
We discussed this. Is it the one we discussed in the car?
Yeah, guys, I don't think we told you this. I was driving to work after I listened to your guys' episode from New York. And I'm like literally in my car and I'm like, I have to talk to Sarah. And you were in Florida, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah, we were coming home.
So I can call from my car now because I got a new car and it's awesome. Yeah. So I'm like calling her. I'm like, call Sarah. And it's like, calling Sarah four leaf clover because I have a clover by your name. Oh, and I'm like, listen. And then we talk about it and then we hang up. And then, like, I listen to you guys a little bit more because it's on in the car. And I'm like, oh! So I'm like, call Sarah!
I was talking about after we left the movie. But what...
Read
the theory and then we'll talk about what we
this
talked
was
about.
Okay, this was in the car. So I want you to go and I'm going to see if it's related to the theory I came up with before I listened to your guys' episode.
Oh, are you talking about the fox? That's what we talked about when
That's
you called
part
me.
Of it. That's part of it.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sorry that none of this is understandable.
We'll get there.
It's okay. It's kind of cute. All right. So, quote, probably the most convincing theory right now is that Ariana Dumbledore's Obscurus is the same Obscurus that is now infecting Credence.
Boom.
And the magical virus has twisted his identity. So although it has not yet been officially confirmed, most Harry Potter fans are sure that Ariana Dumbledore was an Obscurial. Yeah. Given how she was described as exploding in violent fits of magic after repressing her abilities.
Wait, how tired are you of me?
Really?
Do you want to say it now, or do you want me to finish?
Let her read!
No, all I was going to say is that the only reason why we are, like, pretty sure that she was an Obscurial, minus, you know, besides the fact that that is pretty much how she's described, is the fact that J.K. Rowling has, like, inadvertently liked tweets about it but never responded about it. She's kind of like egged us on saying yes, this is true. That's all I was gonna say.
Okay. So Ariana died during a battle between Albus and Grindelwald, and if she was
Aberforth was there too
and Aberforth and if she was an Obscurial, then her interactions with Grindelwald could very well be why the Dark Wizard is so interested in Obscurials. In fact, Grindelwald may have come to view the Obscurus infecting Ariana as the thing that defines her identity. Perhaps Aurelius Dumbledore is not really a Dumbledore by flesh, but Grindelwald considers him to be another incarnation of Ariana Dumbledore. If he is currently the host for Ariana's Obscurus. It is a bit of a convoluted theory, but given the rarity of Obscurials and Grindelwald's intense interest in them, it could actually make a lot of sense.
So the only thing that I would change about this theory is I don't think that Credence is a person.
Yes. I'm going to get to that.
I have a theory.
I just
got so excited.
Don't choke.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
No.
I know
Can
that
I
I'm
say
like,
why, what I think he's a beast.
Yeah. Wait, I'm getting there. Jeez.
Okay.
This is the Fantastic no, go ahead. Beast.
But I just think that like everything about this.
It? Maybe it's all in searching of Credence now.
Right.
Where to find the beast.
He's the beast.
Yes.
I mean, it makes so much sense.
I'll tell you where he's at. He's a castle in France with Belle.
No.
Oh, it blows my mind.
I hate everybody.
Really? I thought my joke was fantastic.
I thought that you...
Oh!
Wait, what? I missed it. I said, because they're looking for the beast, like where to find them. I said he's in a castle in France.
Oh, I got it. I'm glad that I wasn't the last person to get that.
No, I heard that.
I mean, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it, but
sorry, you didn't think my joke was funny, Katie.
I didn't make the connection about beasts.
Whatever.
It's okay. I get it now. Yeah. I thought you were just like, I don't know.
We have a Disney podcast. This is Grown Up Kids.
All right.
I thought
I was
going to
say, no, he's not. He's in a castle in Nuremberg or whatever it is.
So I think Meg and Sarah are absolutely correct because, as Meg pointed out to me, Credence is referred to as an entity in the film. He's never quite referred to as fully human or human at all.
Same thing in screenplay.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We discussed this in the car.
I remember things.
I remember. I said, I'm like, I think he's a beast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's why they want Newt. That's why they wanted Newt to search
yes.
him.
Yes.
That's why they wanted Grimson.
Yes.
That's why Grimson ended up getting that position because he's a beast hunter.
Yes. Right.
Which,
come on.
A lot of people don't know because it's not said in the movie.
How would you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally thought, oh my god, am I supposed to know who this was? So, I was trying to same. Rack my brain, being like,
I saw it the first time. Yeah. I saw it the first time, and then like when I was seeing it with you guys, I was like, I gotta ask them when it's over if they like know who that is. And then we figured out that it's in the screenplay, thankfully. But
yeah, because I went home and read it that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue. Sorry.
Nope. That's literally everything I was gonna say.
No, I like this. Why it makes the most sense. It does seem very Joe-ish.
It is. It does seem very Joe-ish. So
it
I don't
seems
know.
Like
it just
something she would come up with.
Yeah, it's got the right depth. It has the right twist. It has the right. It just feels right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and I like there's things I think like when I'm watching like a show, and they do like a recap beforehand, and so
a what
a recap a beforehand of like previous episodes, and they might bring something back that was like 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, obviously that's going to be important in this piece or like in this part. So like thinking the whole when they were. In the first movie, when he talks about him being Newt, talked about how he was able to essentially extract the obscure, is it the Obscurel?
Obscurious.
From the human.
Yes.
Obscurus.
And to save her. So, I bet you, like, what if he even learned that from Dumbledore?
Right.
I don't know.
Literally, but I was just going to say that.
You know.
Well, you heard it here first,
wait,
folks.
I'm not done yet.
You did. Just saying. Done yet. Keep going.
Well, and then he talks about, like, having an evil twin. So I think it makes so much sense if you're able to grow an Obscurus, right? Is the thing?
No, that Obscurus
is the black thing an Obscurus or an Obscurel?
The person is an Obscurel.
So if you can grow, essentially, if you have an Obscurus,
keep
in you,
alive,
and you can
rather,
and you can detach
separate.
It. Why can't it make its own Obscurel? Like I think that makes so much sense in my mind.
Yeah,
farming.
So the other thing I was going to say about him potentially learning it from Dumbledore is because we know Dumbledore liked to experiment with stuff. We know that he was a powerful wizard. It would make sense that maybe to save his sister, he would try to learn how to separate the Obscurus from her. It would also make sense as to why she lived a little bit longer than most Obscuruses
do. Oh, are you
going to
say what I'm going to say?
I don't know. But what if that's what they were trying to do?
I wonder
and
if Brandy was like, here, I'm going to do this right now. And that's when the fight broke out.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what just happened?
I have goosebumps.
I love that we thought of that at the same time.
Sorry, I'm literally screaming into my mic.
So, Katie.
Wait, explain it one more time.
So the night that Ariana's like, poof, dead, whatever, was the night that Grindelwald, this is what I was thinking, that Grindelwald was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. And Dumbledore was like, maybe like, no, or whatever, but that's the night.
No, I think they were in agreement. I think Aberforth came in and he was like, no.
Yeah.
You think
so? He was there too. And maybe they ended up doing it, but she also ended up dying in the process.
But it ended up working?
Yes, to the point where like they were two separate things, but she still died.
One kept going and one did not.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
I kind of want to think that my man had a little bit of like, hey, no.
I would agree that he was maybe hesitant. Maybe he didn't feel like they were ready.
Yeah. But I think Grindelwald also probably was like, this is going to save her.
That also fits in
manipulating.
It fits in
playing on feelings
when
trusting
Lita. When Lita's talking with Dumbledore at Hogwarts in 2. You guys, Beast 2.
I like what we're doing.
And they're talking. She's like, well, have you ever lost someone before? And he's like, my sister. And she said, did you love her? And he said, not as well as I should have.
Mm.
So I probably should have thought about her before I thought about doing this amazing thing mm-hmm. that we came up with mm-hmm. and using her as an experiment. Mm.
And I just want to read a little bit from chapter 18, The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore from Deathly Hallows, because I think it's interesting.
My original copy.
She is talking, or Bathilda is talking to Rita. She's the one that wrote the book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole book.
And nothing kidding. But the book.
So it says this, it was poor little Ariana dying. I think that did it. That being, you know, they went their separate ways. Said Bathilda, it came as an awful shock. Gellert was there in the house when it happened, and he came home to my house all in a dither, told me he wanted to go home the next day, terribly distressed, you know. So I arranged a portkey, and that was the last I saw of him. I just think it's interesting how I wonder, like, I don't know, how I'm trying to think of, like, how he would be so upset after that whole thing happened.
He was probably scared.
Maybe, I think he was scared. Maybe he was, like, upset that it didn't work. And maybe like not that he was like in love with Dumbledore, but maybe he had like friendly feelings and he was now like, I'm losing my friend that like we could have gone places, well, blah, blah, blah.
Probably because they're on par with each other. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like he'd never mm-hmm. met anybody that was as talented as he was,
mm-hmm.
but I think he was probably also scared of what could happen, but also kind of disappointed that he didn't mm-hmm. have that tool that he wanted to take control of everything.
Yeah.
Do you think, cause he did not have the Elder Wand yet.
Mm-hmm.
When does Grindelwald get it?
When does he get it?
I don't think he had it then. I think it's afterwards.
Hmm.
Who does he get it from?
I'm not
Gregorovitch.
He steals it.
Yeah. He
steals it.
But in what year? I wonder. Do we
I think
know that?
After?
After the incident?
Because I'm thinking, like, what if he did have the Elder Wand? Like, would that have worked?
Oh, right. Because it's the all-powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the all-powerful. It's the undefeatable, isn't it? What do they call it?
Well, you know.
Unbeatable?
It's the wand.
To rule all wands.
Oh, Marty.
But I like the idea because I think mm-hmm. I think the Obscurial is, I think Credence, I think that's how he is a Dumbledore. Is that...
It would also make sense as to why they call him a brother, because mm-hmm. he's actually
brother can be a very wide term.
And like, I wonder too, like, I will tell you, my brain's going off on tangents. First, I'm going to say this.
It's okay.
I like the idea of, even if you separate the two, that you're still going to have, like, I think that the human is going to have some of that left in them. Like, I don't think it's like a clean slice. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah.
So I think that they're still going to have a titch of the Obscurus in them. And then the Obscurus will have, oh, for a lack of a better term, like DNA of the person, you know, mm-hmm. they still
like
have their,
trace
some of their
still.
Cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was able to create a human out of them.
That's magic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Pottermore says, as far as like the article on Grindelwald, like all the things that we know, it says the Elder Wand on his travels across Europe, Grindelwald gathered followers and tracked down the Elder Wand. Grindelwald stole it from Wandmaker Gregorovitch and continued to follow his dreams of seizing power for the greater good. Interestingly, he avoided Britain, perhaps out of fear of Dumbledore. So it doesn't tell you the year, but it definitely implies that it's after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
He loses it to Dumbledore in 1945, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometime before then.
Well, at least when in the
which
movie,
I don't understand.
You if, do see it in this
if,
movie.
If it's unbeatable, how?
Well, you do see it in this movie, but what I'm saying in Deathly Hallows, when Voldemort is looking for it, he's searching the mind and he's searching Gregorovitch's mind
and he sees him hop through the window.
And he even sees the guy that is also playing him. He played him in the little flashback of mm-hmm. this one where they're touching hands.
Yeah.
Which
is good pulling for the actor. Like, thank you for doing that, whoever that was.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't go back. I'm like, what's your problem?
Fun fact, he was in Sweeney Todd, and he was engaged to the girl that
Bonnie
played.
Bonnie Wright.
Yeah,
Bonnie Wright. Yeah.
What?
He was in some King Arthur HBO show, too, for a while.
Yeah. He was
it's
also...
Jamie Campbell Bauer.
Yeah, I knew it was something with a J, but I couldn't remember.
He was also in Twilight.
He was.
Yeah. Who was he?
He was one of the Volturi vampires.
Yeah, one of the main Volturi.
Oh, yeah.
With Dakota
Fanning. What's Twilight?
Star Wars, Twilight.
Series.
Talking about it all.
What was I going to say?
Sorry.
So we see him taking it. So like at least in like the movie realm, he was a younger guy.
Yeah. Oh, well, hello, Florence.
You just hello.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
Also, so something that someone brought up somewhere on the internet talking about the names of
yeah.
All of these peeps.
This is good.
So I wanted to look up like what the names meant, and I had it all written on a piece of paper, and then I don't know what I did with it. So I Googled it.
I feel like that is the definition of a Ravenclaw. I have all this knowledge. I lost it.
Like, and well, here's my thing. Like, I literally, I'll write like notes. I have notes in several different notebooks.
Whatever's and then closest in my to books, you at the time, right?
And then like right? on spare pieces of paper from when I'm at work.
You're like Joe. Where's the yes. history of Sarah exhibit gonna go on? Yeah.
So Aurelius, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Roman family name, and it was derived from the Latin aureus, which is golden or gilded.
Golden.
Ooh, James. Double.
What does bow. Ariana mean?
Well, I'm going to read them all.
Okay.
Oh,
just gotta catch up.
So Aberforth is in Harry Gaelic Harris? Meaning is from the river, which I thought was cool. Mm. We also know his patronus is a goat. Fun fact.
Nah.
And then Albus. Contact is going all funky.
Albus.
I'll tell you Ariana's because it's being weird. Ariana, that is a Latin name, or can be. There's like a couple of them. The Greek. Sorry, I literally cannot read my computer screen because my contact just went blurry.
Hmm.
Let me bring it real close to my face. So the name Ariana is a Greek baby name, and in the Greek, meaning is holy one.
Ooh.
And then with Latin, the meaning is holy. And then there's like a whole mythological story with her. And then Welsh, the meaning of Ariana is silver.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool. Mm. Yes, Katie.
Is it like holy or like holy because she's split in two?
H-O-L.
Wouldn't that not make her, would that make her holy?
I don't know.
Would that make her 11 if she's split in two?
In the process of splitting, get it one and one.
Oh, so going back that Aurelius. Although the thing is, like, it's not in the same language, you know. So Latin yeah. of Arius Aurelius is gold. Welsh for Ariana is silver, gold and silver.
But that's still really cool. Maybe that talks back to their personal heritage. I don't know.
It could be. No, you could be right. Saying. I like that, and I want to say that. Albus is like bright white or like white, which I think is pretty cool. But it's interesting too to think like, you know, why is Aberforth different? Well, but maybe because he's not really in the story.
Maybe he's not where he's like really important. A Dumbledore.
Oh. You're so weird. But I thought that was cool. Yeah, so Latin for white and bright.
What did you, Tiffany, was it you that sent us the definition for credence?
Yeah, I think I.
Sorry. Posted it on the Twitter.
I just pulled it up. So it's the belief in or acceptance of something as true. So guys, we're right. This is all true.
But that's also really interesting towards the theory of Grindelwald potentially lying. Because does that mean that Credence is just going to accept whatever he's told is true?
Or he's on the search for truth.
True.
Mm.
True.
Mm. I like that. Or it's also a small side table, shelf, or niche.
Oh, that I would makes go with the table. Actually,
let's table this discussion. But so to round up,
let's put it on Ariel, the shelf.
Why can I not say
Ariana.
It?
Ariana.
No.
Aurelius.
Aurelius. Latin gold. Ariana. Welsh. Silver. Aberforth. From the river. He likes goats.
Albus. Light.
Albus is Latin for white, bright. What does Gellert mean?
Meaning.
Gellert.
Isn't
that Ollivander's name?
Garrick.
Garrick. That's right.
Gellert reminds me of Gillette.
The like the shaver?
All right, let's look up what this means. Just because I think it's fun.
Well, Sarah does this. You ever see that? You know the end of the first Hunger Games movie when the game player goes into that room and he has the bowl full of berries? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Do you ever see that one where instead it's a bowl with a razor in it, like a Gillette razor, because he has a really dumb like beard thing in that movie?
Oh my gosh.
It's funny. Is it?
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
In case anybody cares, this has nothing to do really with what we're talking about, but there's a website called babynamewizard.com, and I enjoy the name of it.
Yes.
So it's a Hungarian form of Gerard and St. Gellert. I don't know why I just said it like that.
because of Gillette.
Yeah.
It didn't even tell me. It says he wasn't the Saint Gellert was an 11th century monastery to Hungary who was martyred by being thrown into the Danube. Is that how you say that? Danube?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But that didn't tell me anything either. I just want to know, like, what if it was like Gellert means dark?
This says it means spear or strong.
Oh, see, you find things easier than I do.
I just typed, what does Gellert mean?
So do I. Well, I typed in Gellert name meaning.
Oh.
I see something to sacrifice, to recompense.
Spear.
Spear, lance, hardy, brave, strong. Interesting. But I just thought it was cool that their like names are similar, minus Aberforth. But he always seems like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The lone goat anyways.
I especially like the connection of Aurelius and Ariana, though, mm-hmm. specifically, yeah, because I think cool. that just kind of feeds more into the whole, like, dark twin theory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like mm-hmm. it.
She is silver, he is gold. So does that mean that, like, he is derived of her or something? And I don't know. I love that theory, and that is, I'm going to call that is the truth. We'll see what happens.
That's the credence?
That's the credence.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the credence.
And that's the credence.
And that's that the should way be, the
That should
crumbles.
Definitely be a new saying.
For Scamander stories?
Yeah. And that's the credence.
I'm that reminds totally me of, does anyone it. Watch Sophie Turner? Is that Sophia? Sophie Turner? The girl that's marrying Joe Jonas. She was also, she's in Game of Thrones. She'll say stuff that's like ridiculous while sipping tea. And she'll be like, and that's the tea. That's the credence. Takes a sip.
I'm down with it.
She says credence?
No.
Oh.
We say it is Got what it. I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
We're that's what it reminded me of. Like, and that's the credence.
I'm going to sip my coffee.
Cold coffee.
All right. Are we ready?
That's yes.
Awful. That's horrible. So.
All right, Blue.
Blew me away.
An hour in, and we're finally on the second round.
So, let's talk about birds.
I like birds, Wait. But is it a macaw?
I was just going to say.
Or a parrot. Or maybe a toucan.
Well, personally, I think it's just a little sparrow. First name, Jack. All right, so.
He is in this movie.
We see, we got... I wanted to say a parrot. Now you got it in my head. So we see that there's a fox. Oh, my Lord. There's a phoenix movie. So here's my thing, first of all. I know a lot of people are like, they think that Grimson planted the phoenix. Because I'm assuming the people that think he planted it.
Are the people who think that Grindelwald's lying.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm.
My thing is, we see him in that scene. He's watching them in the... like market.
Yeah.
But what if you don't know, if you didn't like hear it from someone online or didn't read the screenplay, or not watched it a million times and nitpicked it, when they're in there, like you see him, you see Credence grabbing something and he's grabbing bird seed. It's written in the screenplay.
Bleak.
So in my mind, he must have already had the bird, because yeah, why else would he be getting bird seed? Because I'm assuming if you're going to steal food for yourself, it'd be more than seeds.
I would hope so.
Especially in my mind. No, it's true. I don't know what he does with his life, but that's just things
Maybe
I think.
Maybe he doesn't even need to eat.
Honestly, Credence. That's like a cool question. If he's an entity, does he even need any nourishment?
He don't need no food.
He needs love, Megan.
Well, he wasn't getting it from that lady.
Well, she was Bare not bone. A nice person.
That lady.
Yeah, she's not even worthy of me saying her name because she's a beep.
So, wow. Here is a theory that we read on the internets, and it's the phoenix that is with Credence as fox.
Yes.
And so we see...
100%.
I agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, no, that's stupid. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, oh my God, it makes so much sense.
It does.
Because you hear Dumbledore talking to... Newt, and he says, "While I've always felt an affinity with great magical birds, there's a story in my family that a phoenix will come to any Dumbledore who is in desperate need. They say my great-great-grandfather had one, but that it took flight when he died, never to return." Yes, Tiffany.
No. Are you ready for my part?
No. So
she's antsy.
My thing is, I think that well, we know that when Dumbledore died, like we never see Fox again because Fox
does
flew.
The same thing.
Yes.
Yep.
So
that gave me chills when he said that. I'm like, oh, that's gonna happen to you.
Oh,
it made me happy.
It made you happy.
Well, no, you're gonna die, and your bird's gonna fly away.
White tomb. It's so great.
No, it just like it was cool that like he talked about that. He talked about it, and like he kind of held it in a high regard almost when he was telling it to Newt. And then I was just like, well, I mean, you won't be happy to know, but you'll kind of be happy to know that the same thing does happen to you. Like you
wrong
get
quote.
What?
You're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy about it.
I'm channeling Ron right now.
Okay.
So, like, Tiffany locked eyes.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's cool that that does end up happening. I mean, it's not cool, but it's cool.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
I really like this theory, and I like it because if you really truly sit down and think about it, I bet you that family, because we know that there are loyal birds, have, like, they just have one. And that bird, they're immortal. And so they're probably reborn for each family member that's in desperate need. And I think of, as of right now, Credence is in desperate need because he is suffering. He doesn't know who he is, where he's going. And he's probably, this is the most emotional he's ever been throughout the whole, all of the stuff that happened to him growing up. Now he kind of knows, like, I'm actually like a, he's assuming, I should say it this way, because we don't know if he's magical. We know that. But is he a wizard? I think he's a beast. Mm-hmm. So he's probably having all of these emotions, all this stuff. So he's in desperate need to find out who he truly is and to get his answers and all of these things. And maybe the bird is sensing that, the bird being Fox is sensing that. So it goes to him. And I like the idea of, like, in my mind, I think that Dumbledore is going to get Fox right around when he's fighting in 1945, making a big duel. That's my idea is when he gets him. Because we know he's eventually going to get him.
He's going to be super, like, down on himself around that point, too, I would think. Because he's going to have lost a lot.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, I agree with this theory. And this is the one that we talked about in the car. And people will be like, you know, well, why didn't Fox go to Dumbledore, because clearly this is a time of need for him as well. But like you said, Credence's need was greater, which solidifies me also believing that he is a Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. In what capacity? Don't know.
Right.
He's Ariana.
But maybe he's Aberforth's kid.
No.
Know? No.
I'm going to say yes.
It just doesn't make any sense because he would have to go back to school. It all happened very quickly, that whole thing, but that's another section of the just talking, go on.
Okay. So Fox goes to Credence, right? And we know that Dumbledore gets Fox. So therefore, Credence must pass away and die in these movies.
I agree.
So here's what I think. I think that Credence will probably die at some point in the last film. And I don't think that Dumbledore will get Fox, like you said, in 45. I think that that Fox is going to once again disappear for a little bit, and then we don't know when Dumbledore gets him in canon. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that Dumbledore will probably get Fox at the beginning of the first Wizarding War with Voldemort. Is when I think that that's going to happen.
I can get on board with that.
I agree. This is quick.
I don't, but go on.
Go ahead. That's fine.
I could see either because... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Apparently Katie's just going to talk even though she didn't put her hand up. I was just going to say that...
Shade.
Very much shade.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Yeah, because now I lost it.
Because you were too busy sassing me to say what you wanted to say.
Say what you want to say.
I love you.
I don't know.
She added that pretty quick after the end of it. Oh, say a tweet. Okay, why don't you agree with that?
Come on, remember.
She'll remember.
I just think...
No, I said I do agree. Oh, you're talking to Sarah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think that when she's talking. For Dumbledore in 1945, he has been... Do you want to go?
Yeah, it's really quick. I just wanted to say that I like this theory because I like that Newt doesn't give... Yes. Dumbledore Fox. I like that it's like a family thing and he comes to a Dumbledore in need. I liked that reveal because I was a little worried too much was going to connect to this series and it would feel like unreal because too much connected. Like, Like, I kind of wonder, like, did Hagrid get the Acromantula from Newt or, you know, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I don't need something else to connect to Newt, mm-hmm. you know? Okay. So I liked that this was, like, its own thing.
You still don't know.
I mean,
You mean with, like, Hagrid and stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I know Hagrid. No, but, like, with Fox, I kind of, I don't know. I feel like it's pretty given that, like, he's going to appear at a time of need for Dumbledore. It's not going to be from Newt.
So my thinking is the reason I think it would be in 1945 mm-hmm. is that after everything that happened pre even this movie coming out, these movies, he had to go through all of those things. And for him to almost backtrack into that mindset of being like, I need to go and I need to fight and I need to be almost the one to think like I'm here for the power, kind of to get the wand to be Grindelwald and do all those things. Like, I think it was emotional for him to defeat Grindelwald. I think that it was trying for him to break the blood pact, which we're going to get into. And I think that it was almost one of those things where he could have lost himself to like wanting that power, because he almost did all those years ago where that's where he wanted to be. Like, he could, if he wanted to be the most powerful wizard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he was like on the verge of losing it. That in my mind, that's how he would have
been. So are you saying that he gets Fox before he defeats Grindy or after?
I would say before.
I kind of want to change my mind. No, but the reasoning why is that is maybe I want to change my mind to maybe Credence dies, he gets him right after he defeats Grindy because that is his lowest.
What if it's like legitimately like the dust is just settling
and Fox like,
comes in because he's all like, I've got blood pouring out of me from these spells.
Let me cry some tears, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
what I think. Yep.
I like that. Yep. I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Like right afterwards, because you know he's going to feel like as much as he knows that what he's doing is right, putting him away, it's going to be his lowest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think an Obscurus?
One of his lowest, go? I should say.
Minus do you think an Obscurus's power could destroy a blood pact, and then that happens, but that kills Credence, but then Dumbledore's free of the blood pact, and then Fox comes and shows him, you're not a bad guy, you're the light, and then boom, defeats Grindelwald.
I like that too.
Well, can I read you a little bit of The Life and Lies about them?
Do you have something?
I was just going to say that I kind of think that I was kind of going to go along with what Katie just said, where I think that maybe Credence dies in like the fourth movie. And then the fifth movie is, like, the recovery of that and then their fight. Like, I feel like the end of the fourth is going to be, like, a bang with him dying somehow. Maybe with destroying the blood pact, possibly.
Destroying the blood pact in the fourth and then going
to the battle. Let me read this to you. Speaking of breaking the blood pact. So, again, this is from Chapter 18 of Deathly Hallows, Life and Lives of Albus Dumbledore. Sorry. Don't mean to be that annoying. It says, neither Dumbledore nor Grindelwald ever seems to have referred to this brief boyhood friendship in later life. However, there can be no doubt that Dumbledore delayed for some 5 years of turmoil, fatalities, and disappearances his attack upon Gellert Grindelwald. Was it lingering affection for the man or fear of exposure at his once best friend that caused Dumbledore to hesitate? Was it only reluctantly that Dumbledore set out to capture the man he was once so delighted he had met? So we know that, like, I'm assuming once it gets really bad, that took him 5 years. So, like, what took Dumbledore so long? I think it was breaking that blood pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because he literally can't move until that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He can't do anything.
And you hear at the end of the movie, he's like, because Newt's like, can you destroy it? He goes, I don't know, essentially. He's like, I hope I can.
Yeah.
My other blood pact theory, and this kind of goes against potentially our previous theory with Credence, but I was wondering if maybe the blood pact was formed. Well, actually, no, it could fit. The blood pact was formed before Ariana's death, obviously, because they go their separate ways. Mm-hmm. However, I wonder if, like, while doing that separation, maybe something happens where Dumbledore, like, does get triggered to try to attack him. Maybe Grindelwald is trying to take the Obscurus because he wants it. So then Dumbledore tries to move against him. Whatever spell he throws his way rebounds because of the blood pact, and that's what kills Ariana. That was kind of...
Then you go with rebounding spells again.
Right.
Everything ties back to Potter.
Could be.
Because it's just so great.
But again, that is something that we know can happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I just wonder if the blood pact plays a role in Ariana's death somehow.
Right.
Possibly.
So I'm going to get into this a little bit, but pre-me talking about blood packs and stuff. To sum up, I think it was Fox. I don't think Grimson gave it to him.
Agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
End of discussion. We're right. You're wrong. I'm big. You're small. I'm old. You're young.
Name hashtag that movie. Matilda.
There you go. Matilda. Love that movie.
It's good stuff.
Isn't the Trunchbull in?
Yep.
Who does she?
Aunt Marge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna put you in the chokey, kid.
That blew my mind.
I love the kid that eats the chocolate cake.
Literally,
that makes me want to eat chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. All right, we're gonna talk about blood packs. I want to talk about blood pack versus Unbreakable Vows.
They're different.
So, because people are like, why wouldn't they just do an Unbreakable Vow? Blah blah blah.
Because that's been done, y'all.
Because you can't break that.
I love when Ron says, he's like, thanks, Ron. I worked that out for myself. So, as we know, an unbreakable vow is a spell that binds a wizard to a promise who will die if they break it. And so,
just want to point out that we do see an unbreakable vow in Crimes with Kama, Yusuf.
Yusuf Kama.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we don't know why yet. I don't
know. And we also we've seen at least in the OG series, Snape and Narcissa use one to aid Draco.
Yeah.
And then I looked up stuff because there's nothing on Pottermore about blood packs. So I Googled it, as any millennial would do these days. Google it and you'll find your answer, or YouTube it. That's my other answer to things. So essentially what a blood pact is in real life, real time life, each person would make a small cut typically on their finger, hand, or forearm, and then they press the two cuts together. So it represents people who have sworn loyalty to each other and sworn a promise to each other.
Mm-hmm. Which we actually do see in the Mirror of Erised that they do.
Right. Yeah.
That. They cut their hands and the blood droplets come out and they kind of circle together and then form that pact.
So also, cool. I think you can buy that necklace on.
You can. It's part of the Noble Collection.
Dear Noble Collection.
Want it.
Sponsor us.
Dear Noble Collection, make a Lily Potter wand. Okay, thanks.
No. So I personally think that the reason they made a blood pact is because they didn't fully trust each other. Okay. I didn't think it was that profound.
I think it is.
No, I like that.
And they wanted a pact where if needed to, they had an out, basically. So it would just take as much magic, I think, that, or even more, to make a blood pact than an unbreakable vow, because I think that it also takes a lot of magic to destroy it. As you see, Dumbledore's I don't know if I can destroy it.
Right.
And or maybe they were thinking if one of them died, then the other could complete the mission.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I don't think that they would have done I don't think that Grindelwald would have done an unbreakable vow because of how manipulative he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that he couldn't be as manipulative because you can't manipulate an unbreakable vow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. At all.
But you could potentially manipulate a blood pact.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was leaving it open for himself.
Yeah, he was. I think that's protecting himself.
Loopholes. You see things where in this contract, it says this and we did, you know what I mean? I think that's wording is a very important thing. Mm-hmm. And I also really like the idea that even Dumbledore's maybe not I like to think that he was smart enough to be you know what, I don't 100% know where this is going to go. Yeah. So if we make a blood pact, there's still at least some way that in case things go bad, and I think it was pre Ariana dying, them making the pact, that we're going to be able to go live our separate lives. And even if I spoke and said oh, I'm not with him, that's not going to kill me. You know what I mean? Where maybe if I said the words, I hate Grindelwald after I'd make an unbreakable vow, that might kill me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe it's not as it's more, a little bit more lenient in that regard. But I also really like the idea of Dumbledore making a blood pact with Grindelwald, who we now see as a villain, because it shows us that Dumbledore's not 100% pure. It just brings us back to the theory that for Harry, until he really gets to know him after his death, he thinks that he's the end all be all. He's this wonderful wizard. He's done all these wonderful things. And then you find out nobody is perfect. And as much as I think that he spent his life trying to be a better person than he was in his childhood and to not revenge or avenge his sister, but live a better life for her because of the mistakes that he made, that he wasn't perfect and he made these mistakes. And at some point in his life, it could have turned and he would have been a dark, dark wizard.
Yeah, it could have been really, really bad for the wizarding world, you guys. Oh, yeah.
And I like the idea, too, that, like, it shows you that people can change. Like,
yes.
He saw himself going down that path and then, like, scared himself out of it.
Well, and that's why he gave the hollow back to Harry, you know?
Well, and you even see him so later on.
He goes, had all three.
And he goes, I was even tempted. Like, the reason he, like, was dying from the poison, he's like, I wanted to see my family again. He's like, so I'm not perfect. He goes, and I wanted to use it.
And you see that, up until his dead hand, you know?
Yeah, you see him, he goes, I'm not perfect, and I wanted to use for my own, like, realistically, if he had been standing in front of the Mayor of Erised, I doubt he would have gotten the Philosopher's Stone. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I don't think he would have.
Which I think probably was something...
Well, I don't know. He didn't really care about that.
No, but, like, who knows? I don't know. I don't...
Maybe, yeah.
Not saying he's a bad, horrible guy.
I don't think we don't really know enough about Dumbledore in Sorcerer's Stone to really know where his headspace was about the Sorcerer's Stone.
That year.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, we are more in Dumbledore's head in 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm. And really, you get some of it. Well,
in 7 because of the Life and Lies.
Mm-hmm. Life and but Lies, like, in King's Cross again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like, in Sorcerer's Stone, like, who knows? He could have been tempted by that.
He could have, I suppose.
I really like the idea that, I just like it. I like that he made a blood pact.
Yeah.
Can I go off topic for a second?
No.
I don't like the fact that Nicholas Flamel is so breakable.
Yeah, but he's like 600 years old.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I like it was not necessarily how I envisioned him.
No, and that's why I don't like it. I don't like that.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, it's wrong. I can...
Also, for people asking, not that this has anything to do with what we're talking about, but I believe the woman that he was talking to in the book was a teacher at Ilvermorny. Yes. And I forget her name, but people are like, oh, I wonder if it's this person.
Mm-hmm. The first page he turns to, I believe, was Dumbledore.
Yeah, I believe he's in there.
But his portrait was not there.
She was the first one that was in her portrait, or came to it, at least.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I kept thinking she was Pickering.
Pickery. I did at first, too. I thought she was Pickery, but...
Looks just like her and sounds like her.
It did sound like her.
So it really confused me.
Yeah. What do you guys think about blood packs?
I love it.
It's awesome.
I like that there's another way to make a promise to someone.
Yes.
Magically.
But, like, that's not as binding.
Why do you think that they, like, chose pack versus vow? Because they weren't in love.
I think that they both... deep down knew that something was gonna not work.
I really like that they didn't 100% trust each other.
And neither one of them wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it's that in a combination of, like, what I said before, where Grindelwald couldn't manipulate an unbreakable vow like he could manipulate a blood pact, and he's a very manipulative person.
Mm-hmm. Or how difficult is it actually to perform one? Because now I'm thinking of Fred and George. No, an unbreakable.
It doesn't seem hard to do.
It doesn't seem, because Fred and George were doing it to
They were
to
trying
Ron.
To do it to Ron, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's hard. It's just a spell.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
I like the whole loyalty thing because I think Grindelwald knew that Dumbledore was on the fence.
He knew that he had a pure heart deep down.
And Dumbledore knew that Grindelwald didn't have a pure heart, I think. So I think they both saw a flaw in each other.
Wanted him to and knew that he didn't.
Well, I think that, like, I'll read you some more from the book because...
Guys, that book is so loved.
That book is so good. Just
ripped pages out of it. You'd probably cry.
I would come over and beat me. I'd probably physically harm you.
So, and we see this again is previous to Ariana dying, and Albus writes to Gillert, and I thought that somewhere it had the little Deathly Hallows symbol on it, but maybe I'm imagining things.
I remember that too.
It's not in the book though.
Say a tweet.
It says Gellert, your point about wizarding dominance being, or it says wizard dominance being for the Muggles' own good. This, I think, is the crucial point. Yes, we have been given power, and yes, that power gives us the right to rule, but it also gives us responsibilities over the rule. I think that is a very important thing. And it reminds me of Spider-Man.
Who's a Spider-Man?
When his uncle is telling him right before he's dying. I'm gonna kill
with
you.
Power comes great responsibility.
I don't know anything but with Harry Potter.
So we must stress this point. It will be the foundation stone upon which we build. Where we are opposed, as we surely will be, this must be the basis of all of our counter arguments. We seize control for the greater good, and from this it follows that where we meet resistance, we must use only the force. Sorry, that makes me think of Star Wars. That is necessary and no more. And I think that's another bit where he differs from Gellert. from Grindelwald, where like he will just do whatever. I'm not done.
Is this letter pre or post pact?
I'm gonna say I don't know. Says this. So he says, we must use only the force that is necessary and no more. This was your mistake at Durmstrang, but I do not complain because if you had not been expelled, we would have never met.
Could Elvis. We say that this is the light side of the force versus the dark side of the force?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, in every human, there's a yin and a yang of good and bad. Mm, and I think that.
Yes. You know, every single person.
Elvis is the light.
Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gellert is the dark.
The sword or whatever that
is. Would you say that they're Rey and Kylo? I couldn't think of his name. I could just see his face.
What are they?
There is both light and dark.
Inside. And Rey. We think Rey that they're in light. Love with each other.
Kylo of dark. I don't know.
Benjamin to the dark side.
Hey. Did you see that Christmas card from the yes. Solo family?
Yes.
That was the greatest thing. Oh, I loved it.
But I bet you that, like, I wonder if they did it pretty early on, like, the pack being like, let's, like, we're jamming, like, you know, you first meet someone.
Hey, dude, you're let's like, cut our hands.
Maybe they, like, they met and they stayed up late all night telling stories to each other.
Can you see them, like, crisscross, like, yes.
like, this is great. And, like, what if they decide, like, first, second, fight. Third right. day that they're together, maybe they haven't been sleeping because they've been up talking about for the greater good.
And they're wizard jammies.
Yeah, and they smack their hands together and they make a pack.
Let's have a bloody high five. All right.
What well, have a bloody
one. A bloody one.
I'm sorry for that horrible, horrible accent.
You're not
bloody
forgiven.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But it's also interesting to think about. And I forgot about this until you brought it up when we were talking about when we recorded it in May or March. But when we were talking about Crimes of Grindelwald with the second trailer with your friend, and that it was only 2 months, because it blows my mind how quickly this all went. So, like, during this whole read and like talking about what's happening with these movies.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, so, like, let me sit down and grasp, because it helps me think about, like, how things are laid out and how things happen to, like, mm-hmm. think of a timeline.
Okay.
Because he graduates from Hogwarts, his mom dies, this all happens in June. And by, like, 2 months is when he meets, because he goes home, and that's when he meets Gellert. So, like, by the mm-hmm. time he comes home, end of June, beginning of July,
mm-hmm.
He meets Gellert. 2 months later, his sister is dead. So she's dead by September of 1899.
It's crazy to think that all of that happened in the same summer.
It's insane.
But how crazy perfect is that timing that Ariana dies in 1899 and then potentially sometime in 1900 Credence exists?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's perfect timing.
It is.
Do you think that, like, the Obscurus, like, went into, like, a pregnant person's body and attached themselves to a baby?
Do you think that Credence's family is really from Godric's Hollow?
I don't think that he is a human at all. I don't think that there's any.
You think it split and went
or somewhere? What if,
I think the Obscurus what if formed it just its went? Own Obscurial.
What if it latched
and,
onto a cat?
Created Credence.
But, like, what if it created itself inside someone's womb?
That would be really weird.
The Valda baby is kind of weird.
True.
Birth.
But, like, what if
I can almost understand that, though, because he wants to keep the bloodline alive. He literally did it for a purpose, not for love, nothing, like, no.
Are you talking about Valda baby?
Who are you talking about?
Okay, yeah.
Valda baby. Like, no emotional connection there at all. It's purely just to keep the bloodline alive.
Is that a thing now?
I guess so. Everyone's like, Valda baby.
Oh, are you talking about, like, Voldemort as a baby at King's Cross? Because I'm actually talking about Delphi.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, that's Valdi's baby.
Y'all.
We're
Valdi baby is Valdi.
As a baby.
Yeah, that we just read about.
Book four,
Valdi
baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kill I'm thinking, spy. Like, but what if, in order for the Obscurus to become, what if he literally, the Obscurus went into, like, a woman unpregnant.
I'm down for someone in Godric's Hollow.
She became pregnant.
Muggle.
I was just going to say that.
She's been in... Never mind.
I was going to say she's really old, but she wouldn't have been as old then.
Right, she wouldn't have been that
so
old.
We don't... Maybe.
Because
that
would have been the perfect... I mean, that would have been pretty good because Gellert, like, knows her,
not call
right?
him that? I don't... Grindelwald comes off my...
Grindelwald.
Let's...
Grindelwald.
Let's talk about his name. Well, you talk about that, and then we're going to talk about his name, because I know that's another thing people keep talking about, but go on.
So people were talking in the group about the inconsistency of pronunciation.
No, I'm talking about his aunt. You were going on about that.
From this podcast,
and I interrupted you.
Or in general?
No, just in general. In the movie.
In general. In the movie, it's all over the place, too.
I'm 90% sure.
That's not an accident.
I know that Jude Law calls him Grindelwald, and I believe he even said, he's like, that's what J.K. Rowling said it. But I think, like, Eddie Redmayne calls him Grindelwald. They talked about it on Graham Norton.
I love that show.
I was just going to say that, like, I think it's probably a culture thing. So, like, Americans aren't always necessarily as conscious about how we should be pronouncing things. We just kind of pronounce it as it looks.
Yeah, like aluminum.
Right. So, like, Grindelwald.
Aluminium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
You never heard that?
No. It's actually spelled different in Australia, and that's why it's pronounced aluminium.
I listen to people in England call it aluminium.
It's spelled different there.
What?
Probably more correct.
Probably, but right? We dropped an I. It's called aluminum here because there's an I that's dropped. But over there, it's called aluminium.
No.
Aluminium. Yeah.
No.
So,
but
I believe
Grindelwald.
I believe it is supposed to be pronounced
Grindelwald.
Yes, and that's how I've always said
well,
it. Grindelwald.
Voldemort.
I've
always said but
Grindelwald.
You know,
well, no one even. She's like, I'm the only one that does. If you told people on the set what to call him,
it wouldn't be an issue.
Honest to God.
Because that's how I learned how to say Hermione.
Hermione?
Hermione?
Hermione.
My dad told me, because I said it wrong when I was reading. He goes, how do you like the book? And I was like, I like whatever I called her. And he goes, you mean Hermione? I was like, yeah, her too.
I think I called her Hermione or something. Hermione. I don't know. It was not correct.
Hermione.
That girl.
Hermione. So, yeah.
So, it's Grindelwald, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that's the correct pronunciation is Wald.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say Wald just because I don't like different. Aluminium or pandemonium. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
People also, I've also heard people
should
pronounce.
Should I say the V? We got to say it the same. How are we saying it?
Grindelwald.
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 Yeah. I like to say Grindelwald.
Okay. Grindelwald.
All right. So that's how we're saying it. So don't.
I mean, Jude Law doesn't. And he's Dumbledore. And what Dumbledore says goes. So
technically, correct. He's Yumbledore. But that's.
No,
Dumbledaddy.
He's not Yumbledore. He's Yumbledore.
Dumbledore.
I like Dumbledaddy is my favorite.
Dumbledam.
Beep.
There's a lot of theories that were had. We're going to probably do a whole separate episode to talk about all the things that y'all want to say. There's a lot to be said.
Yeah, that post that we have going has got a
it's
lot of good
still going.
Like weeks ago that I posted it, and then people are
commenting.
Like still commenting.
We
which is
it.
Great. We love it.
So
keep
we'll
commenting.
That might turn into two.
Yeah, we're going to probably do two more Scamander stories with your theory questions or your theories that you have. So, all right.
That concludes this week's episode of the Scamander Story.
If, follow you know. Us on Facebook, Swish and Flick Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Swish Flick Cast. Make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube, and you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/swishflickcast. Also, check out our website, swishflickcast.com, for some cool merch.
Mm-hmm. And make sure if you post a picture with or in our merch,
tag us.
And then if you want us, we could repost it on our own page to be like,
true.
Look at how cool these people look with our stuff on them.
I always put the post in our stories. So if you like put our merch in your Instagram stories, we'll tag us and we'll share it in our story.
Because we love you guys and we appreciate you supporting us, because we wouldn't be able to do half the things we do without you.
And to be real, I just want to do this full time. So
No, I don't want to do this at all. So don't.
Okay.
I like seeing everyone who got Swish Swag for Christmas.
Really it's cool. Like exciting that like it's stuff that we've put out and you guys like really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And crazy. We're also like big nerds. We're like, did it come in yet? Like, when are we getting our magnets, or when are we getting our like, I almost said laptops. That's not a thing. We don't give those
laptop
out.
Case.
Yeah.
Cases and like shirts and bags. And now I'm not a t-shirt wearer and I have way too many t-shirts, but I can't get rid of them because they're all Swish and Flick. I just have too many crew necks, but that's
that,
the whole
you can
issue.
Never have too many crew necks, in my opinion.
All right.
Okay. Tis all.
Do you want Florence to say it?
Mm-mm.
Florence says everything. I talk to a daughter like this now all the time.
You can say Scamander story. You ready?
Scamander story.
Well,
all right.
Wait till I get to it. Are you ready?
Florence doesn't wait for anyone.
Is Florence always ready?
Sometimes.
Okay. That concludes this
Scamander story.
Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice.
Hey, girl.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.